Distorted View Daily proudly presents a fan of Mariah Carey singing her hit Lover Boy. April 6th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, sausage chewing gum. Plus, holding on to your friend's crack pipe in your vagina, the asshole school opens its doors, and the return of Tit Pig, Honey Buns Candy, and Annie Panny. All this with your emails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Without further interruption, let's celebrate and suck some dick.
Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. At the top of the program today, I thought I'd share with you some awful Kickstarter campaigns that never really got off the ground. They didn't meet their goals, and with good reason. These were all terrible ideas. Now, I've supported, I think, two crowdfunding campaigns. One was for the return of Clearly Canadian. Remember that beverage? Well, back in, 2014, there was an Indiegogo campaign, and I supported it. I bought two cases of Clearly Canadian. Again, this was 2014. I just received my two cases. I actually ordered four cases, because in the original campaign, no one gave a shit about it. It was a very slow campaign. They barely reached their goal, right? But then, in 2015... a bunch of websites and magazines found out that Clearly Canadian was coming back and started writing about it. And that got a lot of people interested. And Clearly Canadian wisely set up a second, like, Kickstarter campaign. And they raised tons of money that time. And I, like, ordered two more cases. So all told, I spent, I don't know, like $80. No, wait, it was like $30 a case, right? So I spent like $120 on this. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like something I would do. I guess I can write it off for fizzled out or something. Maybe that was my rationale. I don't know. But I only received two cases so far. Still waiting on the other two. That's a common thing with these Kickstarter campaigns. There's always massive delays. And when you think about what goes into Clearly Canadian, it's a drink. It's sugar water. I was getting emails saying, like, we're having trouble with manufacturing the glass bottles. And then the bottling company that they used went out of business. Like, it was just one thing after another. 2 years! And it seems pretty shady, right? Oh, they're having issues with their glass bottles. You know, soda has been coming in glass bottles since the 1800s. Meanwhile, I just continue to pour more money into it. Yeah, I'll order two more cases while I'm waiting. I'm a fucking sucker. I can understand sometimes. Like, you know, when the Pebble smartwatch appeared on Kickstarter, that was delayed a few times. But that's a complex piece of electronic equipment. You know, it's one thing to make one of them, you know, create a prototype. But then you've got to get manufacturing all lined up and, you know, how are you going to assemble these things? So I can understand sometimes when you're dealing with a big project like that, there are going to be delays, but fucking soda, Christ. Anyway, I've got some lesser-known Kickstarter campaigns here for you today. First up, meat gum. For years, the gum industry has been pretty stagnant. You got your peppermint, your wintergreen, and then some of your exotic bubblicious flavors like cotton candy. Oh, I loved that shit when I was growing up. I think 7th or 8th grade is when cotton candy bubble yum or bubblicious or whatever came out. Oh my god, it was blue and pink and purple. Tasted just like cotton candy. Well, there really hasn't been any great flavors in the past, what, decade or so? Well, now that's all changed with chewing gum with sausage taste. This is a Kickstarter campaign by Jonas. Jonas was looking to raise about 5,000 euros or $5,700 US dollars. I don't think Jonas's first language is English. The world need a chewing gum with sausage taste, period. Now we will produce it about this project. Hello, our company, Just Do It, need money for our production with tools and so on. First of all, I'm sorry to say, Nike might have a problem with your company name, but whatever. Risks and challenges. Maybe are the gum haven't for their taste. I think what he's meaning to say is maybe the gum won't have a good taste. Grasping at straws there. At any rate, unfortunately, the funding was unsuccessful. He managed to raise 70 euros. A little short of his $5,000 goal. Back to the drawing board, Jonas. Next up, the 2015 Cat Erotica calendar by Michael. Michael was looking to raise $7,500. He managed to get five backers, pledging $101. What exactly was the project? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. Who doesn't love a cat photo? Now, add the excitement of a tastefully placed cat teat in that photo, and you got yourself some Cat Erotica. I want each photo to be inspired by Betty Page and Tom of Finland. This will be a high-quality 12-month calendar with professional-grade photos printed on 100-pound paper stock in a 10-point cardstock cover with spiral binding. Next up, a headphone MP3 player. I know what you're saying, Tim. Is this a Kickstarter campaign from fucking 2001? No, I'm not done yet. This is the world's first headphone music player for pets. Now, they raised $10,000. I mean, they were looking to raise about $200,000, so unfortunately, this project was unsuccessful. Also, there were only seven backers. That leads me to believe that one backer, probably the creator of this campaign, donated about $10,000, and the other six backers donated a total of 112. Now, according to their campaign, it looks like they're going ahead with this anyway, even though there's absolutely no interest and it's a dumb idea. It says here, someone asked the question. One of the questions is this a real product? We understand the surprise and skepticism as this is a one-of-a-kind product, but we're on target with our manufacturing process. We're expecting our first shipment of pet phones in a week or two. And you can go to pettunes.com. Looks like the website is still up, and there's a sale going on. A huge markdown, actually. The pet phone is normal. I don't know why they call it a pet phone. Oh, because I guess it's like headphone. When I think of pet phone, though, I'm thinking this dog's going to be racking up phone bills. No, the pet phone is it's supposed to be like headphones. So the pet phone is normally $150. You can order it right now for $49.99. So even though the Kickstarter campaign was a failure, you can still purchase this. Someone just lost their life savings on this dumb idea. And finally, talk about dumb ideas. Let me introduce you to Money Trim, adorning our currency. So the idea here is that you can apply a border to dollar bills. Decorative borders. Like there's a zebra print there I'm looking at. Oh, gold glitter border. Money Trim is a semi-permanent paper/cloth trim that runs around the border of our currency, essentially improving on its presentation. You know what happens when you alter the size and shape of money? It doesn't fit in wallets. It doesn't work in vending machines. Idiot cashiers are going to be like, is this real? I don't know if we can accept this. It's just going to cause more headaches than it's worth. According to their Kickstarter campaign in the risks and challenges section, altering paper currency is illegal. Well, that's a problem. If the currency is made unfit for use. But we believe that adorning currency with removable borders is not illegal. I guess if you can remove it, it's okay. Doesn't matter. They had eight backers, all pledging $1 because they only raised $8, and they were looking to raise $1,000. It was an utterly unsuccessful Kickstarter campaign. So there you go. There's a great Tumblr account that collects all of these really bad Kickstarter campaigns. I think it's like Kick Fails or something like that, .tumblr.com, so definitely check that out. Moving on now, I've got a couple porn-related clips. Yeah, let's get real here, real filthy. I've played clips of Tit Pig before. I'm kind of fascinated with this gay porn star. He's the one that will just say woof as he's fucking someone. Woof, woof. And he also, like, barks and makes all sorts of weird noises. Here's a little bit of Tit Pig in action.
Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fucking pig. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa, 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 fuck yeah, fuck yeah, yeah,
whoa,
yeah, clean whoa. Up.
Oh, wait a second, that's the grossest thing when it's
whoa,
like,
whoa, fuck yeah, 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 clean it off.
That dick was just in his ass, and now you're gonna make him suck it clean? Give him a break. Here Tit Pig is getting ready to come. This is another scene.
Fuck, I'm gonna shoot. Fucking gonna come. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa! He's big on the whoa! This is all the orgasm.
Fuck yeah.
Blowing his load here.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like he's on a fast merry-go-round. Whoa! Whoa!
Fuck. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he just wanted to extend his screen time. Hamming it up, Tit Pig. A couple more clips, and we'll get into the news. Speaking of bad porn acting, let's switch gears from gay porn to tranny porn. Now, my favorite type of tranny porn are the scenes where the guy and the tranny are having sex, but he thinks it's a girl, and then there's that moment where he's like, whoa, wait a second here. I've had sex with a lot of women, but their pussies never looked like that before. Like, something's up here. I can't put my finger on it. Can wrap your whole fucking hand around it. All right, so here we go. This is one of those scenes.
What's this?
Oh, it's just AIDS.
It's just what? AIDS?
What's this?
Oh, it's just AIDS.
Wait, I'm really not understanding what she's saying here. To me, that sounds like it's just AIDS. You know, it's an AIDS bump.
An overgrown clit.
An overgrown clit. I got that. Let me rewind it just a little more. So we can hear what leads up to that.
Paul, you made it.
I made it. How are you?
Here waiting for you.
I got your wiener.
You got my wiener?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he went to the grocery store, and he's got a plastic bag that he's holding next to his groin.
I got your wiener.
You got my wiener?
Mm-hmm.
I asked you for wieners.
Bitch, you have your own.
I know you're up to.
So what is... Oh, my God.
And he's cut a hole in the bag and shoved his dick through it.
What is this, Oscar Mayer?
It could be.
Let's go back to the part where he discovers that she's a man.
What's this?
Oh, it's just AIDS. An overgrown clit.
An overgrown clit?
Yeah.
That's not a clit, that's a dick. You have a dick.
Doesn't that make it more erotic?
If this was real life, this would be the part where he would take that flower pot and beat you over the head with it and run. Most guys wouldn't be acting this mellow after finding out, you know, you have a cock and balls.
Well, I'm gonna fuck you, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Well, that's my boy. I like something like that. Efficient.
What was that about AIDS, though? That's what should really concern him. Also, the other thing that's really interesting with tranny porn is I like to see what how the guy handles the dick on the tranny. Some guys take a very hands-off approach to the dick. Like, doesn't want anything to do with it. You know, like, I'm just going to pretend you're a woman here. I'll fuck you in the ass, and that's as far as it's going to go. Other guys will actually suck the tranny dick. In this scene, the guy is working over the tranny's tits as the tranny jerks herself off. And that's how she finishes, in case you were wondering. One last tranny note. If you remember, longtime listeners of the show will remember this, but one of the very first tranny porn clips I played was from a video that I actually purchased from the porn video store in Columbus. I think it was like, what's the one on campus? North Campus Video? Anyway, it's called Granny the Tranny 2, and lo and behold, it was recently added to Pornhub, so you can hear and see now the granny trannies acting in one of my favorite scenes of all time.
So, what? Okay. So, hey, all right. Hi, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I'll call you back. Ah, how you doing? I got my name's Cardinal Candy.
Nope.
No, it's Honey Buns Candy.
She forgot her name there.
I got a little surprise for you guys tonight. I have a little surprise. I always have a surprise for you. I got a girlfriend coming over. Her name's Annie Penny. Yeah, Annie Penny. So, hey, Annie, come here.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, baby. What's up, girl?
Oh, fine.
You ready for a show?
Oh, Christ.
You've been calling me, bitch, like crazy. You got my cell phone like crazy.
Well, I touch you with the bitch of the bitches, honey. Hey.
I mean, actually watching this, I mean, I've had this sound clip, you know, for a long time, but I haven't seen this, I think, since I originally ripped the audio. Cardinal Candy is wearing a cowboy hat, and she's hugging a stuffed animal tiger. Meanwhile, Annie Panny, who's about 900 years old, waddles over, and she's obviously wearing a wig. A wig from, like, the Gene Simmons collection. She looks like a member of KISS with his hair. It is fascinating, and I am going to post a Sideshow exclusive video! I'm going to have to blur out a lot, but you need to see this, freaks. Real quick, I've got one more clip from Granny is a Tranny, the movie, as opposed to Granny is a Tranny, the Japanese manga. This is a clip we've never played before. This might be from a different movie in the series. There's like 7 or 8 Granny is a Trannies. And in this scene, we see a guy just jerking off on the couch,
wow,
waiting for his prostitute.
Yeah. Oh, where's that bitch with the big tits? Shit. Oh, oh, when I saw in the video. Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, Honey Buns Candy is sneaking in. It's so fantastic. There's a man jerking off his dick.
Hardly talk. Amen. Who are you?
Oh, what two beautiful chicks come to? Okay. You bow you.
We're just two beat up old whores.
Big D. Well, Big D. Big D isn't here.
Well,
I'm Big R.
Well, he's just a substitute.
Again, I think it's Honey Buns Candy and Granny Panny, and watching these two old trannies have sex with an equally old man is revolting.
Oh, you hoes did that.
She can't even talk because she's got the cock in her mouth.
Put your mouth down on her cock while she sucks me.
Okay.
That's right. Get to it now. No breaks. No fucking breaks here.
So he's pretty okay with the whole tranny thing, too. He's directing them. You suck her cock. She sucked my cock.
No bad.
Let's go.
Straight.
It's funny, like, after the guy blows his load, he just leaves. He's like, I'm done with you. You guys are gross. And so the two trannies are left, you know, pleasuring themselves or each other.
Oh, baby, that's explode. And to the realms we never had experienced before.
This is how 80-year-old sexy talk. I'm pretty sure she's just listing vowels. A, E, A, O, U. If you listen closely, she moans, sometimes why? You know what? Let's just end it right there. Later on the Sideshow, I'm sorry, Sideshow Freaks, to do this to you. We'll have more Granny Tranny stuff on the little mini bonus show I have planned later today. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now.
Mm-hmm.
not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. Let's rectify that situation. Become a true and honorable freak today. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 2,500 shows. Plus, every week we do bonus material throughout the week, actually. Every single day this week, I believe, right? Maybe we missed a day, but pretty much every single day, extra sideshow material in the form of DV mini shows, what we're calling chunklets. Tomorrow, I'll be doing a full episode of Distorted View Daily just for paying members. So it's a great time to sign up, help support this thing, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this is kind of perfect. Last week, George Mason University's law school announced that it was going to honor the late Antonin Scalia, you know, the Supreme Court justice who passed away recently. They were going to rename itself the Antonin Scalia School of Law. Well, they've scrapped plans for that. Why, you ask? Maybe students were protesting because, you know, Antonin Scalia was a conservative justice, kind of a dick. No, that's not the reason why. Good guess, though. Liberal crybabies weren't to blame for once. No, the reason lies in the acronym. You see, the Antonin Scalia School of Law is pretty close to asshole when you abbreviate it. A-S-S-O-L. And that's how you would sound it out, you know, if you saw A-S-S-O-L. Asshole. Well, the name is now the Antonin Scalia Law School, after the school realized the unseen and unfortunate wordplay involved. Actually, officially, the school remains the Antonin Scalia School of Law at George Mason University, but on their website and their marketing material, they're going to change the name to the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University. This all started when a donor pledged $20 million and asked for the name change. For $20 million, I'd have no problem changing the name of this podcast. Tampax Ultra presents Distorted View Daily. No, I don't have a problem with that at all. If there's any advertiser, I would take a fraction of that amount of money to change the name of this podcast. I don't have a problem with a school accepting money and changing names. Who the hell cares? I would have liked to see it be asshole, but whatever. All right, second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
A woman arrested for cocaine possession told Florida jailers that the crack pipe found hidden in her cunt was not her property, but rather she was storing the drug paraphernalia for a friend. Safekeeping, you know. Tiffany Flores, 23, was arrested yesterday afternoon following a traffic stop in Fellsmere, a city just north of Vero Beach. Flores, a passenger in the vehicle stop, confessed to ownership of a small bag of cocaine that a cop found on the roadway directly beside the passenger door frame. Incriminating. After initially denying that she threw the cocaine out of the car window. See, she's not very trustworthy. Most criminals aren't, I guess. Flores reportedly copped to owning the coke, which she said she purchased from a man named Nino. I'm sorry, there wasn't a little tilde thing, so I didn't pronounce it Nino. Upon arriving at the county jail, Flores claimed that she could not go through a scanner since she was pregnant. You know, health reasons. After she's concerned about the health of her baby. Meanwhile, she's doing coke and probably smoking crack. That is, if the evidence in her vagina is any indication. All right, she didn't want to go through a scanner after a pregnancy test showed a negative result. She lied about that, too. Jail staff processed Flores through the body scanner. That's when officers noticed a foreign object located inside of her vaginal area. Flores subsequently retrieved a clear cylindrical tube containing a burnt end, incriminating, and gave it to a cop, but the crack pipe was not hers, explained Flores, who said that the item was owned by a female friend who was driving the car that had been pulled over. Yeah, right, like she had time to cram a fucking crack pipe in her cunt while the cops were pulling over the car. Flores claimed that her pal threw the crack pipe on her lap and asked her to hide the item when a patrolman began following them. Oh, Flores then hid it inside of her vagina in an attempt to avoid a search. Despite that explanation, Flores was charged with introducing contraband into a correctional facility, along with drug possession and tampering with evidence counts. She's been locked up in lieu of $11,000 bond. By the way, she's previously been arrested for theft, cocaine possession, credit card fraud, and resisting arrest. Just another day in Florida. From our most fucked up state to really, I think, the most fucked up country, WTF Japan. They're fucked up in a different way, though. Like, Florida is criminally fucked up. Japan is just fucked up in a sexually weird way. According to Mike, which is a website, Tenga. Oh, I know Tenga. They produced some sort of masturbation eggs. The Tenga egg, isn't that the company? They're like, they're disposable masturbation devices. You come in this little egg masturbator and then throw it away. And it comes like in an egg carton, right? Isn't that the Tenga company? Anyway, Tenga has introduced a virtual reality bodysuit that simulates sexual intercourse. It takes partners out of the equation completely. Oh my god, I'm looking at an animated GIF here. I gotta post this on Ungodly so you can check it out for yourself. It's a guy in the body. I think it's a guy, right? I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, it's a guy in this virtual reality bodysuit. He's laying on the floor. He's got the goggles on. And what you can see what he's seeing. And what he's seeing is a guy playing with a woman's tits, right? And then he's got a boob controller, basically, that's like lying on his chest. So he can really, he can grab and feel what appear to be boobs, and then there's a device that's stroking him off. It really is full immersion. Check it out, ungod.ly. The Illusion VR bodysuit comes equipped with a Tenga masturbation device that stimulates the penis and with gropeable fake titties. The suit sends impulses all over the wearer's body to make it feel like another human being is touching them. The device was created for use with Illusion's Oculus Rift game, Sexy Beach, which lets players customize female avatars and have sex with them in virtual reality. The suit costs $400, and it's already sold out. Now that's how you do a Kickstarter project. By the way, that would make an awesome Let's Play video. If anyone wants to donate to me an Oculus Rift, a computer that can run an Oculus Rift, and also whatever weird sexual reality bodysuit this guy is using, and also purchase Sexy Beach for me. All in all, you guys would need to be in for about $7,000, I think, so I could produce a 10-minute video. All right, the suit costs $400. It's already sold out. The technology might be used for intimate cyber meetups in the future and even threaten the livelihood of sex workers down the line. I'm looking at this guy with his virtual reality getup playing with fake tits that are lying on his chest, and I can pretty confidently say sex workers have nothing to worry about for the foreseeable future. By the way, did you know there's a real name for the study or the technology of long-distance sexual transmission? It's called teledildonics. I shit you not. Teledildonics. It's the technology that transmits the sensation of sexual intercourse. It's enticed tech developers to enter the sex toy market in droves. The company Kiru recently created a long-distance sex system. I remember back in the 90s they were trying this shit. I remember there was like a device that would stick out of the front of your computer. It was like a dildo, and you're supposed to straddle up against it or something. And then people on the internet can control it. I don't know why it had to be tethered to the computer like that. Like, it would stick out, kind of like where your CD-ROM drive was at. Maybe that was a joke product. Maybe that wasn't real. I don't know. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you guys. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line for you. You can also email me, show@distortedview.com. If you have something funny you want to send along, a link to a news story or a piece of audio or video, whatever.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member here. Probably another depressed listener. partially because I'm calling it like 4 in the morning and so I'm tired. That makes it sound like I want to blow my brains out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't want to blow my brains out, but I'm saying that being late at night doesn't help.
Right. I'll spare you the jingle.
Anyway, I tried Mountain Dew Black Label when they were testing it out on college campuses.
Didn't like it?
Even though I'm on like a super tiny campus, I could still, like, I still managed to get here. It's okay, I thought. Like, I mean, we both love Jones Soda, but I thought that Black Label was kind of a, it was kind of like a glorified Code Red, almost.
Well, you know, Code Red really was, wasn't that Mountain Dew's first extension of the product, like the first variation? Or was it Livewire? I think it was Code Red, though, right? So, yeah, I don't really like a lot of Mountain Dew's bonus flavors. I don't know what you would want to call it. But I did like the Black Label, I think. And I like Pitch Black, but I don't like it in the fountain.
But
for a while, you can only get it in, like right now, you can get it, I think, at Speedway gas stations in the fountain. But later this summer, they're going to, you know, put Pitch Black out on the store shelves again.
Really, the most appealing part of it was like the can itself.
And, yeah.
Like, that said, like the matte, like sort of design was really neat. But
yeah,
that,
it's usually when you grab a can of, you know, whatever soda, they're shiny, right? This was a matte black.
It was kind of unimpressive.
All right, well, you know, I'm sorry you didn't like it.
Jigu, Timmy Boo, Sideshow Freak, Al Jolson calling it. Today is the 18th of March, which means I expect to hear this voicemail sometime in late April or early May or maybe next fucking year.
Still
anyway,
early April,
this
right?
month, I have passed the six-year mark of being a Sideshow Freak. That's right, Tim. I've been giving the money for more than half a fucking decade.
Wow.
And since
Thank
I'm
you.
Still on the old $5 a month plan, that means I've given you a total of $360 over the years.
Well, you could have done more. You could have canceled your membership and paid the higher monthly price.
Which is a good deal, more than the $300 price tag.
That's true.
Membership.
That is true.
And I want you to remember that. Because every time a Lifetime Freak calls in, you start oohing and aahing and gushing and fucking...
I know, I'm like an idiot. I'm like, ooh, lots of money all at once. I need to be in it for the long haul. You know what I mean? You're absolutely right. Thank you. I appreciate you more than Lifetime members.
Oh, hey, Tim. Lifetime member Chris calling from the throbbing metropolis of Fort Sill in Lawton, Oklahoma. And I don't want to bring up old memories for the point of hurting you. But I do have a genuine question because I'm facing a similar circumstance. And basically, I understand that you handled the death of your father with some degree of dignity, and that's to be applauded, of course.
Thank you.
It must have been a hard and trying time.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. No, of course it was.
I'm in a similar situation, but my mother is ailing. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
How prepared are you, personally, do you think, for the passing of your mother?
You shut your fucking whore mouth up! My mom is invincible! She will live forever! I think I'm doing okay.
And, how do you think it's going to affect you, you know, short-term and long-term? So, just kind of curious, Tim. Thanks.
Well, I can't say for certain. However, I will probably be a mess. I think, though, I do a pretty good job where I can put those things aside when I'm doing my show. Like, I don't think I let it affect the show too much when my dad died, right? I mean, I mentioned it, obviously, and I took some time off just because I was up there in Ashtabula when it happened. You know, I wasn't... When I went up there, when my dad died, I wasn't going up there because he was, you know, dead. I was going up there just to visit. And it just so happened, a day after I arrived there, that's when he passed away. And so I stayed up there to help my mom with the arrangements and stuff. And so that's why I took that week off, basically. So I'm guessing something similar would happen if something, God forbid, happened to my precious mommy.
Hey, Tim. Not long-time listener. It's only been half a year when you consider how long you've been doing the show.
Wow.
But
You're pretty much a new listener in my eyes.
I've been listening for a while, first time calling in, and I just want to say I love everything you've been doing.
Thank you.
And
let me ask you this. As a new listener, how did you discover... I should really just set up a fucking survey or something. But how did you discover Distorted View Daily? Like, long-time listeners of the show, like, people who, you know, were with me from the very beginning, didn't really have a lot of podcasts to choose from. Now, every idiot has a podcast. Every TV show has associated podcasts with it. You know, NPR has a buttload of podcasts. It's just like everyone has podcasts. So how did you discover DV?
I hope to hear a lot more from you.
I mean, you hear me every day. What more do you want from me?
I don't know. Figured I'd call in, say, hey, congrats on doing what you do.
Yeah, thank you very much. Love to hear from new listeners.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Tom Pearl from Long Island. I was listening to the March 17th show, and you were playing that clip of Leo Laporte not being able to get the sync right, throwing to his people at some event.
Yeah.
You know, on the Twit network. Now, you said it's not his fault, but actually it is. He's a fucking retard of a director. There is no reason on earth that he or the people at the conference should be looking at the live stream. There should be a producer on
right.
either end.
That's
and
true.
Both Leo and the fucking correspondents should be on the phone with each other in some way, shape, or form. They should have Bluetooth headsets on or something.
Yeah, you're
right.
They
can have a straight-up conversation. And then the stream can just, it looks like...
I mean, who doesn't know that there's a massive lag between recording in, you know, on the stream on the internet? You know what I mean?
Like they're having a conversation.
Everyone knows that.
It's not fucking rocket science. Somebody can check the shot, you know, and make sure that everything is good other than Leo Laporte. It's because he's an egomaniac, I guess. I don't know. But he's a fucking idiot. I don't know why he came up with this system of, like, I'm going to ask a question. You have to watch the live stream, and you have to watch me speaking out of sync, and then hear go and answer that. That makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Well, the reason why he did it like that, I think, is because he had an actual monitor behind him with a live shot of the two guys on the convention floor, wherever they were. And so he wanted it to seem like it, you know, like it was seamless, where he asked the question and they immediately started speaking and you could see him on the monitor behind Leo. And the only way that could happen is if Leo says his thing and then the person on the phone tells the correspondents to go, speak now. It really is like a convoluted method. Like, why do you have to have that monitor behind you? Why couldn't you just have like a... Why couldn't you just have... Like, switch. I don't know. Who the fuck cares what's going on over there at the Twit Network? Jesus Christ. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is an ogre.
What's this?
Oh, let's just say it's...
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, great news. I've got another show, a little mini chunklet for you. And then on Thursday, we'll be doing an exclusive program. So if you're non-paying listeners, you have to wait till Friday. That's when you'll hear from me next. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. Just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
My name is Scott Micken and I like ice skating.